White Sox and Cubs splitting a four-game series between the North Side and South Side. They started at Wrigley. Kyle Hendricks making his return from the disabled list. Up 1-0 in the fifth, facing Jose Abreu.
Now the 3-1. Popped up, and it's going to carry into right center field. I thought this ball was going to be catchable. It is not. Hayward fields it off the ivy. The throw will not be made to the plate as Cabrera scores. I thought this ball was a jam shot, kind of a pop-up, but he got more on it than he did, than I thought.
Engel 1-for-2, drives one in the air, left center field and deep. Back goes Schwarber near the wall. That's a home run. A line drive home run to left center, and the White Sox take their first lead of the day. Adam Engel, a solo home run. A low liner in it, left by quite a good margin, over the wall in left center, landing about five rows deep. And the 1-2. Rizzo drives one in the air to center. Back goes Engel, still going. Still going near the warning track. Makes the catch. Right up against the center field fence. Rizzo gave it a long ride. The wind blowing in. And it stayed in the park, and Engel ran it down. Davidson 0-for-3, drives one in the air, deep left field. This is going to leave the yard all the way on to Waveland Avenue. Matt Davidson with a booming home run. And now the White Sox lead 3-1. It's on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three, a check swing. I believe Hernandez called it a strike anyway. Contreras arguing, but the ball game is over. And the White Sox have beaten the Cubs by a score of 3-1.
The Cubs' hot streak gets cooled off for a day, and manager Joe Maddon spoke after the game about losing to the Southsiders.
You know, we didn't play bad. We couldn't get hit with runners in scoring position. We've been doing a great job with that recently, and today we just couldn't do it. So overall, I mean, it was, you know, we pitched well. I mean, if you give up three runs, you like to believe you can win that game. And More recently, we've been able to get the hit when it's needed. We just couldn't do that today. Velocity was still down a little bit. There was not a lot of difference between his pitches. He was not what you would call on. He'll be the first one to tell you that. I think he looked fine delivery wise, but the ball just wasn't coming out as normal. And I don't think he felt delivery wise from internally that it was right. He just didn't have that good feel about him today. But through like 90 pitches, which is good to get him stretched out moving into the next start. The fact that he got out of there with one run, I was really pleased with that too. So it's a good outing to build off of. Nice day. Really good at bats. Used the whole field again. I really loved the bunt against the left-hander. He knew it was going to be hard for him to really drive the ball right there, and he knew Javi was on deck. Really heads-up play on his part. Outstanding at bats throughout the game. We knew it was on the schedule. You know, that's how we have to play it. They came from Kansas City, so they weren't crying about that. Again, you know, you'd prefer the night game, but under the circumstances, we knew it going into it, and that's not the reason why we lost.
Hendricks threw a lot of pitches, but made a successful return from the DL and spoke about it afterwards.
It was good being back out. You know, it's fun being out there, fun playing, but didn't really go the way I wanted it to go. Fastball command was terrible, and that's kind of where everything stems from for me. Luckily, actually, my secondary stuff did feel okay. Even threw a few good curveballs. Health-wise, everything felt great. But again, just got to get back with that fastball command, pound the zone. Too many innings today for the bullpen to cover, really. You know, that's my fault. I just got to be more aggressive, let's pitch count, and get after guys a little more.
The series continues on Tuesday. It's John Lackey getting the start for the Cubs against Carlos Rodon.